John.
Ed, want to turn our mics on?
Oh, I gotta turn my phone off too.
Laura, turn your microphone on. Pat?
Joe?
Got it?
Good.
Okay. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Okay. So it's 7 o'clock. Welcome everybody to the October 6th, 2020 meeting of the Orland Park Plan Commission. Everybody stand for the pledge.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
All.
Where's the fire?
Thank you. Started out with just a roll call. Commissioner Zamparelli.
Here.
Commissioner Murphy.
Here.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Here.
Commissioner Paul.
Here.
Commissioner Zatar.
Here.
And I see that Commissioner Sanchez is absent. And of course I'm here. Okay. First item is item number 2020-0670. Approval of the minutes of the September 29th meeting, which you've all gotten and had a chance to review, so I'll entertain a motion.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, motion by John Paul, seconded by Joe Zatar. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
Mr. Schuessler abstains. I move to open public hearing number 2020-0492, Volkswagen of Orland Park.
Second.
Second.
Seconded by Commissioner Schuessler. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Staff?
Okay. So today this project that's before us, it's the Volkswagen dealership building addition. So the purpose of this petition is that the petitioner is seeking approval to construct a 4,424 square foot building addition for servicing customer vehicles to the north of the existing Volkswagen dealership building. The project also includes alterations to the site plan, including landscaping alterations and permeable paver installation. We're requesting the approval or recommendation for the site plan, elevations, and a special use permit amendment for the dealership at 8920 West 159th Street. These are just our planning attributes as far as the comprehensive plan goes. I'll get into this in a couple of slides. The special use permit amendment that is requested it is to allow for motor vehicle services under ordinance number 3589, which allowed for motor vehicle sales at this location. And this is where we're at in the development process. We're currently at the Plan Commission seeking recommendation, and then I'll move forward to the Committee of the Whole and the Village Board of Trustees. All public hearing notification requirements have been met and confirmed, and I have received the notarized affidavit from the petitioner as well. This is the comprehensive planning district for this property. As you can see, Volkswagen dealership falls within 159th and Harlem Planning District. That legend is rather small, but it is called out as a motor vehicle dealership, as you can see by the slashes or the dashes, I guess. This is the adjacent zoning and land uses to the west. It's essentially all business. That is the Dunkin' Donuts and Baskin Robbins, and then there's a couple of strip centers there to the west. To the east is Orland Hills, that's Black Sheep, and then to the south across 159th is also Orland Hills. Directly adjacent to the north is village-owned open space land, and then north of the detention is single-family residential. This is, you know, just a aerial view of the existing conditions. I've shown generally where the proposed building addition is going to go. It is attached building addition, and it'll be located on the north side of the existing Volkswagen dealership. I think it's important to note that from the location of the building addition to the rear property line of the residential to the north, it's about 525 feet. So it's worth noting, I think. They were still contacted because the property lines up being within 300, but it's a little bit further than that. Just a bird's eye view facing north. As you can see, single family residential. That's our village-owned open space that we maintain, and then that is the parcel to the east, Black Sheep Mitsubishi dealership on the same site. And then this is another bird's eye just facing south. So 159th is the major access point there. And then on this view, I did show where the proposed addition will be. It'll take up roughly 9 parking spaces, so it's, you know, not too gigantic. A couple of things to note for the village-owned open space. With the original development of Roche Park, there was heavy landscaping on the open lands there, and then there was also a berm constructed, which still remains. It's about, I believe, 14 feet in height from grade. So this area is very well screened. I did do a site visit, and we do have ownership of it, so, you know, it's within our authority to maintain it as well. This is from the site visit. The north, that's the village-owned property. It's pretty well screened. So, and then to the south, that is the facade where the building addition will be going on. Generally, that area, it'll be to the right of that landscape bed, extend roughly 9 parking spaces, and then that will be, yeah, that'll be the addition. Plat of survey, nothing that really sticks out on this plat of survey as far as, you know, impacting the proposed project or causing any further headaches for, you know, in the future. So we're all good on that front. This is the proposed site plan. Site data box is to the right. By and large, the bulk regulations are met. Setbacks are met. Parking will be slightly altered with the addition. Obviously, it's going to be going where parking spaces are. So there's not an increase in parking spaces, but rather a decrease. They are over the code allowance for parking, but that was part of the special use that per ordinance 3589, which allowed them for greater parking. So they're still over what the code allows, but they're still under their special use allowance. And then for lot coverage, there's a couple of areas that I called out: the permeable paver area to the north, that new landscape bed, the addition, and then there are some concrete sidewalks that I should have tagged, but it's on either, it's on the west and the east side of the building for pedestrian mobility and through the service doors. And I can zoom in a little bit here so that you can see the sidewalks on either side. That landscape area is going to be new. So as a result of these couple of factors, lot coverage will be impacted minimally. The permeable paver area is new, and the landscape island are both new pervious surfaces. The concrete sidewalk and the removal of the foundation landscaping on the north side of the dealership, that's going to result in a increase of impervious surfaces. As a whole, it's roughly 961 square feet of new impervious surface. Per the village code, they're allowed up to 75% for open space, but under the ordinance 3589, they were allowed to go up to 78%. And with this minor increase, they're right at the top, 77.9%, just because of their overall lot size. But it's worth to note that in the future, we should be really aware of that with, you know, future projects on the site. So then this is the north elevation. This is the facade that faces the village-owned property. There's 7 garage doors. One's 12 by 12, 6 10 by 12s. A service door. There's some wall pack light fixtures to be added. I do want to note, I did get a call from a resident yesterday. They had a couple of concerns. Lighting was one of them, and so I just wanted to kind of clarify that. There is no parking lot lighting to be installed. It's all these wall pack light fixtures, and these do need to meet our land development code, which does a pretty good job at mitigating light pollution. So I don't foresee that being an issue by any means, but I just wanted to address that. And then you can note that there are 2 new mechanical units to be installed on top. The screening still needs to be finalized. As proposed, there was to be a metal fabricated screen, similar to the one that was installed at Infinity. But I need to check if it's still in conformance, if we still allow those per the land development code. But that's something that we can work out moving forward. And screening is a condition of approval, and so it will be met, and there is a final planning inspection as well. So it will be met. Just got to figure it out. West elevation, not a whole lot going on. There's one light fixture, a service door. That's concrete sidewalk will be there. Mechanical screening, same story. Kind of the same thing with the east elevation, a singular door, wall pack light fixture. Mechanical units will be visible on this side, but they will be screened again. And then there's going to be a relocated louver there. And nothing too crazy on this facade. On the left-hand side is the existing building facade of brick. On the right-hand side is the proposed facade material. It's a split-faced CMU to match the color and the texture of the building. It should blend pretty well. Split-faced CMU wouldn't be permitted if it was facing a public right-of-way, but we have allowed it for dealerships in the rear that aren't visible from adjacent properties. So it's something we have allowed, and that is what is proposed. Conditions of approval. Couple that I just want to point out, most of it's standard language. Just wanted to reiterate that the roof-mounted mechanical equipment will be fully screened. There were not any signs proposed, but should there be any signage proposed in the future, they need to come in and abide by our sign code and receive an approved sign permit. Another concern from the residents that I had received was related to noise and fumes. And so condition number four, essentially saying that they need to meet the requirements of the village code. This requires that all work is conducted indoors and that the garage doors remain closed except for vehicle exchange. So that should mitigate all noise, and it should also keep, there's nothing as far as operations go that will cause a heavy fume smell, but with the ventilation indoors and the doors being closed, it'll be properly mitigated. Number five, provide a landscape plan. As proposed, the new landscape area did not have a landscape plan. We will require that it be landscaped, and so that is why I added to that condition. And then number six, the site plan had showed electric vehicle charging stations. That's quite a bit down the line, and I was hoping maybe we could do it all at once. But, it's not in the immediate future, and so we'll just do it administratively via an appearance review. That's the end of it. Recommended motion. Staff recommends approval of the preliminary site plan, elevations, and the amendment to the special use permit.
Thank you.
Of course. Thank you.
I see the petitioners are here. If you wanted to address the commission, I have to swear you in. Do you have anything to add or any? You comply with all the conditions and you're okay with all of them? And any?
You might want to go up to the podium.
Here, let's go to the podium and I'll swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in matters before this commission?
I do.
Thank you. Would you please state your name and address for the record?
Caleb Yanko. And you want my home address or our business address?
Whatever.
You can give your business address.
Business address is fine.
We're at 10100 Orland Parkway, Suite 110 in Orland Park.
Thank you.
All right. The only thing I want to add, Kyle did a great job of explaining everything. It comes off looking a little off on the black and white elevations with the material. When you see the CMU split face CMU, 8x16 CMU versus the existing building, we are providing the same exact material and finish and color as what is there on the existing building right now. The only difference is that size. And the reason we did that is because it is a single width construction that we want to be able to insulate within the cores to meet our energy code, as opposed to having to do some sort of insulation and drywall or something on the inside of the building or whatever. This is the best way to do it for durability and for meeting the energy code with the insulation. It will look exactly the same with the exception of the grout joints, obviously. They'll line up basically at every other grout joint going vertical as opposed to at every mortar joint.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you. There's nobody here from the public, so I'll go to my commissioners. Commissioner Zamparelli?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I like the fact that you're expanding. That's nice. You're just going to be oil changes and things like that there, correct? Oh.
You may want to get up and get sworn in. Sorry.
Need to swear you in. You swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth in matters before this commission?
I do.
Please state your name and address.
Sam Swice. Address is 8920 159th Street, Orland Park. That's the address of the dealership. But, so we currently service right now, just the limitations we have, it's a single drive. So when customers come in, if there's more than two customers, there's no.
Right.
Access. It's tight.
It's
yeah.
Very tight. It's cumbersome. There's been accidents, and especially when it snows, so it's pretty tough. Sedition is mainly just for that service drive area.
Well, I got you. The light that's up there now on the left, you're putting similar lights like that up again, correct?
That's correct. I'm not sure if it's the same exact light fixture.
Yeah, they're not going to look exactly like that. It'll be a little bit newer version of
LED.
And the light is
right. I know that area. You're pretty far from those homes, so I don't suspect the problem, but just. I like it. I think I hope it passes, and good luck.
Thank you.
By the way, we are recording this meeting, so you might both want to stand up at the podium in case somebody asks you a question so they can be recorded. If you'd be so kind, thank you. Commissioner Murphy.
I don't really have any concerns. The one concern I had was the noise, but it looks like you have that covered in the conditions. So I think it's a good use for the space, and it's a positive project. So
thank you.
Thank you. Commissioner Schuessler.
I don't have any questions. I normally wouldn't like the CMU, but it's at the back of the building, and I think it makes sense what he's talking about. It's easier to install, I'm sure, because the blocks are bigger. And it's fine, and it's going to match, but it's not as attractive as the face brick, but it's at the back, so I don't really have an issue with it.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner Paul.
What size vehicles are you going to be servicing back there, and what types of vehicles?
So currently, it's anywhere from any subcompact vehicle to a full-size SUV. So the smallest vehicle that VW would be servicing for new vehicles would be a Golf, two-door compact hatchback. And the largest vehicle is Atlas, which is a seven-passenger full family SUV. But we also service used vehicles as well, so it can range from anything.
It's about trucks?
Correct. Our lifts, we're not graded for commercial lifts, so we won't see any like Ford F-350s or any of that nature, but it would be mainly your standard class okay. Illinois vehicle.
That was all I had.
Thank you. Commissioner Sitar?
I got a few questions. I always do. Can you go to the site plan?
Yes.
Thank you.
You want the zoomed in one or the?
That or zoomed in more on that same drawing. I'd appreciate it. Okay. So I'm trying to wrap my head around the garage doors and maybe a little bit of the operation, because safety is my concern here. Obviously, expanding a building sounds like business is good. That's great. We all appreciate that. We're excited about it. So in essence, project sounds exciting, but what concerns me is all the garage doors in the back. Maybe I'll start off by asking you the first question. The new building, will it be opened from the inside to the old building, or is it going to be a separate operation? Are you breaking through the wall?
There is one opening to go through there.
Car size or door size?
Not for vehicles, no.
For man?
It's for the employees to be able to
pass. Okay, so I'm trying to picture the current operation. Right now, somebody needs their car service. They pull to one of those parking spots or maybe to the front door on the bottom left-hand side. Is that what I'm understanding? And
so is it's still the same entrance, right?
Yeah, you can correct me if I'm wrong here, Sam, but there's a vehicle service reception that where it says new concrete walk down
right
to the right of landscape area. They're going to come in, they're going to pull in there, and that's where they're going to get greeted by their service advisors. They're going to leave their vehicle
correct.
There at that point.
Those garage doors that you saw in the other photo that he had, those are not customer access areas. Those are for the technicians to pull the vehicle in and out. So currently now there's only two ingresses into the shop. One is the side entrance by the Dunkin' Donuts side, and then the other side is shared between us and Mazda and between where the car wash is at. This is actually going to give you 10 more spots to pull in and out for technicians, not for customers. So the customer access will not be in the south side of the building. It will be on the...
Because what concerned me is having customers go to all those different garage doors and creating opportunities for accidents, like you said. So today, if they don't go around the building, you said accidents have happened in the past with customers just pulling into that?
No, that's not what I said. What I said is the customers will not be going into rear garage. That's not a customer access area. That area is not entered by customers. This left side is where the customers enter. Uh-huh. It's a very tight area. That's the only area we have to enter the shop.
So, at
the
current moment. Let's just say, for example, I wanted to get my car serviced. I'd go to that where it says new sidewalk. The technician would take my car from where I parked it back around to the back of the building, pull it in the garage, and then later bring it back to me wherever I'm standing.
So currently, in the way it would happen, the car would pull into a customer waiting area. That's right where the advisors are at. Customer would get out, go into the customer area with the advisors. They would not pull the car into the shop. A concierge would take the car into the shop to a technician, so it would not be pulled into a customer to a shop.
So it's an operation that scares me because, you know, there's so many garage doors in the back, so many opportunities for, you know, hitting doors and having to move cars from where the customer drops it off back to around the building, around, you know, the aisles while customers are looking at cars. Was it ever considered to just attach the two buildings and make it one entrance for all the cars that are being repaired and one exit on the other side of the building? Because you're almost, it seems
maybe,
like you're building a separate building.
I'm just confused. What does the 9 garage doors have to do with the customer access area?
So it seems like you're building a completely separate building. Am I correct to say that?
Have you been to the dealership at all?
No, I've not been to this.
The elevation of the building is it's a downgrade.
Yeah.
So it's the showroom floor is sitting, I don't know, you can say how much higher it is.
Oh, that explains it.
So they cannot be, it's 12 feet higher than, it's not on the same level. Imagine a walkout basement to your house.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Okay, so that's a lower level, the new building.
Correct.
I see.
There's still a building there now. We're expanding onto it.
That explains everything, probably. I've not been to that building. So I was just wondering, you know, why they would do service upstairs, do service in the back, do service in the front, but no, that completely explains it. So is the back area used for selling cars as well, or that's just storage? Like, are there new cars in the back where people walk around?
That's inventory, no.
Oh, inventory? Well, that's all the questions I had then. That explained everything. Thank you.
No problem.
Thank you.
No problem.
Well, I don't have anything to add. I drove the property earlier today. I trespassed through where it says customer's not allowed.
Buy anything?
Gave me some ideas. And everything looks fine. It makes a lot of sense. And like one of the other commissioners said, or somebody did, I'm glad to see you're expanding. That's a good sign. So wish you guys good luck. With that, I'll entertain motion. But I do have one question. On the motions that you put up, Kyle, you had 7. And it seems that, on ours we don't have 7, we have 6, and then we have 1 separately.
Right.
That's the 7th, okay.
Yes, yeah, I apologize.
No, that's okay. No, that explains it. It was a little confusing when you see the number 6 with nothing in it. But that explains it. So I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman.
Commissioner Schuessler.
Regarding case number 2020-0492, also known as Volkswagen Vehicle Service Area Building Addition, I move to accept. Sorry, my glasses are fogging up. Accept and make findings of fact as discussed at this Plan Commission meeting and within the staff report dated October 6, 2020. I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the preliminary site plan titled Preliminary Site Plan Sheet Z-1.0, prepared by Linden Group, dated and last revised September 16, 2020. In the detailed site plan sheet shown as Sheet 2 of 10, Sheet 3 of 10, and Sheet 5 of 10, prepared by Joseph A. Schultz and Associates, dated and last revised September 1st, 2020, subject to the following conditions. Number one, meet all building code requirements and final engineering requirements, including required permits from outside agencies. Number two, all ground-based and roof-mounted mechanical equipment must be fully screened from view and shall meet the code requirements listed in section 6-308.J. Three, submit a site permit application to the Development Services Department for separate review. Signs are subject to additional review and approval via the sign permitting process, and additional restrictions may apply. Four, the proposed use, being motor vehicle services, shall meet village code requirements, including Title 6, Chapter 2, Nuisances, and Title 6, Chapter 4, Noise Control, and the conditions listed in Section 2-102 of the Land Development Code. Five, provide a landscape plan that includes plant material meeting the requirements of Section 6-305.D.5 within a proposed landscape bed located on the west side of the building addition. Six, electric vehicle charging stations are subject to an additional review and approval via an appearance review by the Development Services Department, and additional restrictions may apply.
I will second that. All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Please continue.
Move to recommend to the Village Board approval of the elevations titled Exterior Elevations on Sheet Z-4.0, dated and last revised July 27th, 2020, subject to the same conditions as outlined in the preliminary site plan motion, and subject to the following one condition. All masonry must be anchored, veneer-type masonry with a 2.625-inch minimum thickness, and I move to recommend to the Village Board approval of a special use permit amendment to allow for the construction of a 4,424-square-foot vehicle service area building addition for the Volkswagen car dealership and for the operation of motor vehicle services and sales uses in the Biz General Business District, subject to the same conditions as outlined in the preliminary site plan motion.
I will second that. Commissioner Zamparelli?
I approve. Aye.
Commissioner Murphy?
Aye.
Commissioner Schuessler?
Aye.
Aye. Commissioner Paul?
Aye.
Commissioner Zatar?
Aye.
Motion. Yes. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you so much. Yes, and the best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Good luck.
I move that we close public hearings.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? Any new business? In which case, I move.
I would just like to let you guys know that I believe we will have Plan Commission canceled, which was scheduled for October 20th. So,
Jerry,
the next one that's coming up on October 20th, we will not be holding it. So, Jerry will send a separate email letting you guys know.
Okay, we'll see that.
Yes, you will not. You don't need to come that night.
Okay. Well, thank you. Having said that, I move that we adjourn at 7:29 p.m.
Second.
Second by Commissioner Tatar. All in favor?
Aye.
You close. You opposing, Pat? No. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Picture in that elevation.
Yeah, it's a whole different. I drove.
I was like, why are they building that building?
I drove there earlier today and it makes perfect sense.
So what do they do next door? They only have one building.